Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with him on the Saints Coaches Show, Saints head coach Dennis Allen. His guest tonight will be Saints wide receiver coach Keith Williams. And then at 7:30, right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app, Monday Night Football, Seattle Seahawks playing the Detroit Lions. Charlie, kind of give us an update on what's happening in the major leagues. We know about the early game, but what's happening in game number two? But you can recap the first game also.
The first game was a roller coaster, guys. The Mets coming basically from down 3-0 to taking a 6-0 lead with a 6 spot in the eighth, and then giving up 4 in the bottom of the eighth to give up that lead, and then Francisco Lindor hitting a 2-run shot to give them the lead back. Guys, the playoff scenarios today were really interesting. Entering basically the final day of the regular season before postseason play starts tomorrow, there were 3 teams left with 2 spots up for grabs, and 2 of those spots were given to 2 of these teams that were playing today. The Diamondbacks fans had to hope for a sweep for either one of these teams to be able to sneak into the wild card round of the NL playoffs. However, what happened with the Mets basically coming from behind in a wild game to win that first matchup against Atlanta today, and then Atlanta just won the second game 3-0. So the Diamondbacks are unfortunately eliminated. Sorry to all those Arizona fans out there. Right now, the playoff bracket is officially set, guys, across the board. It should be a really fun, you know, wild card round specifically starting tomorrow. Houston hosts Detroit, and Bobby and I talked a little bit about that off-air. I'm still not sure how exactly that happened. And then Kansas City is going to be going to Baltimore in the AL. In the NL, we have the 3-seed Brewers hosting the 6-seed Mets and the 5-seed Braves, who are now making their 7th straight playoff appearance, heading to face the 4-seeded San Diego Padres. The teams that got the first-round byes, those division winners, the 2-seeded Cleveland Guardians, the 1-seeded New York Yankees in the AL, and then the 2-seeded Philadelphia Phillies and the 1-seeded LA Dodgers in the NL, guys. So it should be a really fun bracket.
You know, Charlie, there's a couple of, you know, you always look at the Louisiana connection, not necessarily, just Louisiana, not necessarily just like LSU, Tulane, or UNO, or even Nichols in this part. You know who's the designated hitter, and he's done an outstanding job for the Guardians? David Fry. He might be the best Northwestern State University baseball player ever. From Natchitoches.
Bob, I'd agree there.
No, Mike, if you look with the Guardians, and then also, Charlie, we talked about Seth Lugo from Centenary and Shreveport for the Kansas City Royals. So when you talk about the Louisiana connection, we got to acknowledge that, you know, that being Centenary and that being Northwestern State, where I went to school in Natchitoches, but representing the Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals. So always look at that local flavor. Because, you know, you look at Paul Skeen, what he did with the Pirates. Now, the Pirates were not in the mix. You look at Dylan Cruz and the Nationals. The Nationals are not in the mix. So I just look at the local products who have contributed at a high level, very high level, for their teams that are in the postseason and that have that Louisiana connection.
We'll do our triple option feature now. Bob, I'll throw it to you first.
Well, Charlie, and to stay along the baseball lines, I'm going to talk about Paul Skeens. You know, look at Paul Skeens, and I'll say, well, why are the Pirates waiting so long? They finally gave him an opportunity, like Dylan Cruz, latter part of the season with the Nationals. But Paul Skeens with the Pittsburgh Pirates, definitely a top contender for National League Rookie of the Year. Look, 22 years of age, but he finished with 11-3 record, 1.96 ERA in 23 starts and 133 innings. Now, he's 29 innings shy of qualifying for the National League ERA title, So, obviously, I wish the Pirates would have brought him up earlier. But he struck out 170, and he walked 32. Now, this one caught my attention because, you know, I love history. Paul Skeens' ERA is the second lowest for a rookie with at least 20 starts since the ERA became an official statistic in both leagues, American and National, when it became an official statistic in both leagues back in 1913. So that's well over 100 yards. This is like post-World War I. And above only, you know, he has a higher ERA at 1.96. And not, you know, the only one who had a lower one, Reb Russell. I don't even know who in the hell is Reb Russell. Reb Russell had a 1.90 for the Chicago White Sox back in 1913. So think about that. He's about history in ERA, and the young stud stepping it up as a rookie, second lowest for a rookie in at least 20 starts, that being Paul Skeens. He's behind Reb Russell, the White Sox, back in 1913. And if you look at it, we all know about the fastball and the speed, or I should say hitting that century mark. He finished with exactly 100 pitches of 100 miles per hour or higher this season. Wow. So it wasn't 102, it wasn't 98, it was exactly 100 pitches when he got to the majors that he was able, that you know, that the radar, when they got it, that he hit at least 100 miles an hour or higher 100 times this season.
Charlie, I'll jump in here because this is just breaking. TMZ and TMZ Sports is reporting that all-time Major League Baseball, Pete Rose, has passed away at 83 years old.
Pete Rose
at 83 years old. Pete's agent, Ryan Fitterman of Fitterman Sports, confirmed the news to TMZ, saying the family is asking for privacy at this time. And so TMZ Sports is reporting that at 83 years old, Pete Rose has passed away.
Well, and
HBO just did a series on him. I think it was a three-part series on Rose. And, man, he lived a colorful life, Pete. Man, he went a lot of different ways. But, man.
Yeah, Charlie Hustle.
Yeah, man. I mean, he was something to watch. We grew up watching Pete initially with the Cincinnati Reds and then finishing it off with.
Well, and I look at Pete Rose. I mean, you look at the gambling stuff and all. I mean, he's like one of the best baseball players. He's betting on his own team. Now, look today, this day and age, how we viewed it back then compared to today. It wasn't like he was picking against his teams. He was betting on his teams. My understanding, I think correct with that.
And there are other guys in a lot of other sports that were gambling.
Yeah.
He just got caught because it got excessive with Pete Rose.
Well, no, you can go back even to NFL, Paul Horning, Alex Karras.
They had a lot of NFL players that were sweating Horning and Karras might rat them out.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing with Paul, he was, I ain't saying nothing about nothing. Well, I'll take my punishment.
Now, the money is, the players are being well compensated. They should never be involved in gambling because you're well compensated.
Look how many pro players that have gotten caught gambling.
Yeah, because they're stupid. Because they don't realize. So what are you doing? But, I mean, that's one thing more than drugs or anything. The games have to be on the up and up. The public perception, that's what makes the NFL so popular. You look at fantasy football. You look at gaming, the betting on games. That's what makes it so popular. But the games have to be legit.
Yep.
It can't be like the fix is on. That's one thing, they'll always protect that. But that's why when I look at Pete Rose, whether you put him in now since he's passed away.
Do you do it posthumously?
Yes,
now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, would you do it now? Because to me, I mean, his hustle and the way he played, and my understanding, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he was like betting on his teams to win. He wasn't like betting against the teams he was managing. Is that correct? I mean,
I think that's the shady part. That he might have had maybe another angle with it. But TMZ Sports is reporting Major League Baseball legend Pete Rose passed away at his home in Las Vegas at 83 years old.
Well, but Mike, and it's all household names. You know, he just passed away, like Kris Kristofferson.
I didn't
realize he was a Rhodes Scholar.
Yep.
You know how smart you got to be a Rhodes Scholar? It's not like they're passing you in class. And he's a Rhodes Scholar in the English language. I was just hoping to pass the English language. I mean, a Rhodes Scholar. I mean, like, talk about a songwriter, the best of the best songwriter.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Charlie?
Guys, real quick, I mean, I don't necessarily want to take the attention off of Pete Rose, but I wanted to circle back around to what Bobby was saying about Paul Skeens. People may not realize he had 6 WAR this year. And as far as wins above replacement for MLB pitchers, that ranked 4th in the MLB. And this was a guy that started his career in May. I mean, the guys that he's behind, Tarek Skubal, like Hunter Green, Tarek Skubal won the AL, you know, Triple Crown, which means as a pitcher, he had the lowest ERA, the most wins, and the most strikeouts of any pitcher in the AL. So, I mean, he's number one, Hunter Green number two, Chris Sale's going to unanimously win Cy Young for the NL as well for the Braves, and then you have Paul Skeens. And so people will say, yeah, maybe Jackson Merrill had a great year for San Diego as the center fielder, and I don't know if this will start creating a thing whether you should introduce the NL pitcher, rookie pitcher of the year, rookie, you know, player of the year necessarily. Because, I mean, they both did have fantastic rookie seasons. But if Paul Skeens doesn't win NL Rookie of the Year with the numbers that he put up, the numbers that you gave, Bobby, earlier on, then when is a pitcher ever going to win this award? Just what he did with a bad Pirates team and kind of giving them hope. And that's how I'm going to kind of transition to, you know, Mike, you and I were talking with Kelsey Nicole Nelson earlier. I want to talk about Jaden Daniels because yesterday we've kind of mentioned this as well, like how Jaden Daniels has given the Washington Commanders fan base hope. What he did against, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's old team with the Arizona Cardinals putting up 42 points. Guys, this Commanders offense is humming right now. We all saw what they did to the Bengals. But now if you're looking at, you know, NFL ranks, they're number 3 as far as scoring points per game at 30.3 in Jaden Daniels' first year. His individual numbers, 897 passing yards, ranks 10th in the NFL. He has 3 passing touchdowns, but he also has 4 rushing touchdowns, so 7 total. Only 1 interception so far and a 73.4 QBR, which ranks 4th in the league as a rookie. I know 4 games isn't the biggest sample size necessarily, but what he's doing so far, I mean, you just can't praise it enough. The 82.1% completion percentage also sticks out like a sore thumb here, guys. But just, you know, doing it with his arm and his legs, he looks legit. I mean, this is a guy, we're talking about Paul Skeens should win the NL Rookie of the Year for, you know, the Pirates. I think that Jaden Daniels is obviously the clear front runner for Rookie of the Year in the NFL.
Amen, Charlie. I agree that. And Mike, you know what? Because I look at mobile quarterbacks. You look like RG3 going back. You look Michael Vick. Look at Cam Newton, Lamar Jackson. Who's the guy with the Colts? His name's slipping my mind.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson. Man, you know what's the difference with Daniels?
Never get a good shot at him.
No. He's accurate as a passer.
Oh, his
he
passing
can run.
Skill.
No, his passing skill is better than all those cats.
Oh, no question.
No,
early passing skills, there's no question.
He can drop it in a bucket. So, to me, that's the difference. They all can run. But ain't nobody, to me, as accurate he was in an LSU uniform to win the Heisman. And what he's done now with the Commanders, no, he is an accurate passer like he'd be purely a drop-back passer, not just running around and making plays.
And a lot of it with Cliff, he is doing from the pocket. He might drift a little bit east, a little bit west, but he's throwing the football from
right?
the pocket. And most impressive thing, his ability to step up and make that throw. And he's like he's played in this league 8 years.
No, it's like you said, Mike, the ball don't hit the ground.
The ball don't hit.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.